For WUKY in Lexington, I'm Dan Collins. WhoWeLostKY.org is a website where the bereaved of COVID victims can share stories about their loved ones. Today I'm talking with the curator of these stories, Martha Greenwald. Martha, thanks for joining me.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about yourself and why you started WhoWeLostKY.org.
I'm a writer and educator from Louisville, and for years I helped students write about their lives. And then when the pandemic took hold, I understood that I needed to do something to help. So one of the jobs I think of a good creative writing teacher is guiding the students through their stories so that they find out what it is that they themselves are compelled to discuss.
How does this connect with WhoWeLostKY?
So one of the things that I noticed right at the beginning of the pandemic is that there were a lot of stories being told on social media, and that was a place that was just full of noise. I felt like people who were grieving needed another place to tell their stories, somewhere that there were no comments and it was just a respectful, quiet place to say what needed to be said. So I like to think of WhoWeLostKY as being a support for mourners as well as those that are being mourned.
Tell me about some of the stories that you've collected so far.
We have collected stories, dozens of them from across the state, and we hear from people who maybe only knew someone briefly and then their absence pointed out to them how important they really were in that person's life. We've also heard from people who are estranged, perhaps, from a family member, and then the pandemic changes everything. We've heard from people who've spent their entire lives with one person from high school on, and then they dropped them off at the ER one day, and that was the end of everything.
You've been collecting readings of some of the stories that have been shared with you, and you've got one to share with us today, right?
We do. We have a story from Evelyn Richard of Boone County, which discusses the importance of her husband to her and how important writing was to them in their relationship. It's called Love Letters.
My husband, Ray, who I knew for more than 42 years, died of COVID in November of 2020. I miss him every day. When I met him, we lived 800 miles apart, so we wrote letters to each other. There was no internet or social media. We saved every letter and card we sent to one another. Over 225 in all were written during the 7 months we dated and were engaged. After I lost Ray to COVID, I spent several hours rereading every word in those letters. What a beautiful reminder of our love back then that truly lasted through the years we had together. My heart is forever his.
It's a really moving and personal story to share. Why do you think that it's important for people to share these stories?
Unfortunately, the COVID pandemic has caused many people not to be able to say goodbye in traditional ways. So memorial services and funerals, shivas, when somebody didn't get a chance to say goodbye before the person died, then they also didn't get a chance to say goodbye after. And writing is a very therapeutic way for someone to put those memories down in a way that they can be preserved. And then also people can go look them up and share them with them. And it's vital, really, to the preservation of a person's remembrance.
How does the website help people who are grieving tell their story?
We have a feature on the website called a writing toolbox. And in that box are different tips and writing assistance. And we also have some forms that people can fill out that they just keep for themselves that help them organize their thoughts and memories in a way that makes writing the actual story on the site an easier experience.
My guest today has been Martha Greenwald. She's the curator and founding director of WhoWeLostKY.org. To read more stories like Love Letters or to share a story of your own, visit WhoWeLostKY.org. Martha, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me on, Dan, and I really want to encourage everyone to come to the site and write their story.